Essential NLP. Practical skills for a great life.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. Welcome to this episode of the Essential NLP podcast. Today, we're continuing our journey into some brand new tools in the world of NLP, which all contain within my book, The Coach That's Always There. If you're interested in getting hold of the book, then please do. It's at Amazon. And whilst we're asking you to do favours, if you like the podcast or love the podcast, we'd love to get your reviews. It really helps people to know that this is worth listening to. So just pop a little review or click the 5-star button. The more people that find out about the stuff, the better. So let's go on with the podcast. Today, we're looking at a really interesting quality, which is the quality of distance. So what do I mean by distance? Well, distance is used in a couple of different ways. First of all, it's that sense of being distant. So somebody can feel distant and it's like they're not really connected with you. They don't seem to be close. They don't seem to be engaged with you. You've got that sense of distance. And mostly when people say that kind of distance, they're saying it as a problem. I don't feel like you're paying attention to me. You're not present. But there is also value in distance, which is when we can step away from something that's difficult or entangling or not very positive in our lives, and that allows us to gain perspective, be able to see things in a different light. Now, we know physically with distance that when we, if we're close to a fire, it's hot. And if we're super close and it's a raging fire, that could be uncomfortable. So getting some physical distance removes us from the source of that problem, that pain. Getting distance from somebody could be useful. When somebody's in our face, it's like, oh, they're just too close. There's no space for me. I need to get some space for myself or to get some perspective. I need to step back and look at this. I don't know if you've ever had that experience where you're working on something and you need to actually physically step back and look at it. Or it may be if you're writing an email and you've read it a few times and you think, oh yeah, I don't think it's got any typos in it, and you sense that maybe there is, but you can't see them, you may need to step away and come back with a fresh perspective, a different way of looking at it. Or sometimes when you print it out, you can see the typos or the errors. Or when you read it out, it gives you just a different perspective. We know, of course, that if we were to climb a hill physically, then the obstacle that we were looking at or getting stuck with down in the valley would, at first of all, look much smaller. So we might feel less dominated by it. We can see it within perspective. But also, when we look at it, we may say, oh, there's a way around it. I couldn't see when I was so close to it. There's actually a gap in that wall. I can get around that. Or looks like it's easier to get over it in that place than the place I was trying. Or we may see from that position, from that distance perspective, that there's nothing beyond it that we actually want. There's actually more trouble beyond it. And we decide, actually, we're going to go somewhere else. So these are all the values in distance. Now, why am I talking about distance? Well, what's interesting is all these perspectives, these perceptual changes, are things that in NLP we've always been fascinated with. How are people making things scary? Well, one of the ways we make things scary is make it bigger, make it feel like it's right in our face. How are we making that person even more annoying than that other person? Usually we've got them right in front of us in our mind, shouting at us or looking at us in a funny way. So with NLP, we're very interested in how are people doing things? And also, how does that person manage to shake off that problem? How do they manage to put it in context, to put it into perspective? We're very, very interested in this. In recent years, there's been some research done by non-NLP researchers recognizing that this ability to gain perspective, to see things in a different light, in a different position, is really, really useful at helping people to feel emotionally less overwhelmed by them. In the book, The Coach That's Always There, I talk a lot about the value of distance, and there's two main ways to get distance. One is mentally in your mind to take the problem, to shrink it down, to put it further away, to make it smaller. By doing that, that gives you this sense of it's not as big as I thought it was. It's kind of over there now rather than in my face. And if you just try this out, just take something that's bothering you, shrink it down, move it away about twice as long as your arm's distance, if not further. Maybe even drop it down to the floor. Just by doing that will usually give you a huge sense of relief from it, a sense of space. That's one way of getting distance. Another way of getting distance is to almost do the opposite, to leave the problem here, right, in your face, and physically step back. So you're physically moving away from the thing. So leaving the thing here, just in front of me, and taking a step back. So it's now an arm's distance from me, taking another step back, so it's two arms distance away from me. And then finding a steady, stable chair or surface I can climb on, physically climbing up. By climbing up physically, a really interesting thing happens. When we're looking down at this thing, we get this incredible sense of distance from it. And the fact that we're looking down gives us not only a kind of bird's eye view, but makes us see it as a much smaller, less significant thing. So just try these two things out. First one is shrink it down in your mind, feel how that feels. Second one is take an issue, physically step back from it, take another step back and stand on a stable chair or surface and gaze at it down from there. And you'll find it's really transformational. It really allows us to see things differently. Once we're up at this height, the physical height, gazing down on it, notice what we now see, what we didn't see before, what we now understand that's much, much clearer to us. We can also climb down once we've been up. We can climb down and wander around this thing, look at it from the other side, look at it from the left or the right. And again, just by changing our position, viewing this in a different way, changes how we feel about it. And it's not just a temporary change, it's a change, a shift in perspective, just by simply moving ourselves around. Now that's super interesting. So I'd like you to think about this. Where could I use the ability to create distance, to create a different perspective for something that's just catching me, that's making me feel the way I don't really want to respond, don't want to react in this way? Just try out what happens when you shift it, either mentally or particularly interestingly, which we cover a lot in the book, how you can move physically away from it and around it and change your physical position in relationship to it. And surprisingly, how much huge shift occurs just by doing that. If you found this useful, and I think you will, just drop me a line and let me know what things change just by changing your physical perspective. And I will see you on the next one.
Essential NLP. Practical skills for a great life.